and we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohenkron.
Big day and big news in basketball. The Dallas Mavericks are hiring national championship-winning Michigan head coach Dusty May as their new head coach. Trae Young has agreed to a four-year, $212 million deal to stay with the Washington Wizards. At the World Cup, Argentina has just taken a 2-0 lead over Austria in second-half stoppage time. Lionel Messi has scored both goals. In the 38th minute, he became the World Cup's all-time leading goal scorer with a redirection from the middle of the field, passing Germany's Miroslav Klose. And then moments ago, Messi scored again. He's got 18 career World Cup goals now. He has scored all five of Argentina's goals in this World Cup. He had missed a penalty kick earlier in the 9th minute.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Well, the recently launched online computer program not only helps producers determine whether irrigation systems are applying water uniformly, but can also estimate the cost of wasted energy, water, and fertilizer. Dubbed the Distribution Uniformity and Return on Investment Estimator, the free program identifies areas of an irrigation system needing maintenance, repairs, or upgrades to improve distribution. It also gives an estimated return on investment based on water, energy, and fertilizer savings and potential yield improvements. Well, forecasters are reminding farmers and ranchers that no two El Nino weather patterns are exactly alike, but the climate phenomenon often brings important impacts for agriculture. El Nino typically reaches its peak strength during the winter months and can alter weather patterns across much of the country. For agriculture, the biggest concern is its influence on precipitation patterns, soil moisture, and crop growing conditions heading into the next production season. Well, nominations are being accepted for farmers and ranchers to serve on local USDA Farm Service Agency county committees. These committees make important decisions about how federal farm programs are administered locally. FSA Administrator Bill Beam says these voices matter, and ag producers play an important role in shaping how federal farm programs serve their communities. Nominations for the 2026 election must be postmarked or received at the local FSA office by August 3rd.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
When decisions are made about agriculture, who's speaking for you? Washington Farm Bureau ensures farmers and ranchers have a seat at the table, protecting your values, your livelihood, and your future. From water rights to labor issues and so much more, Farm Bureau advocates for fair practices and common sense solutions. But we're stronger when we stand together. Join your local Farm Bureau and make your voice heard. Visit WSFB.com to learn more.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are mixed in afternoon trading following a tense weekend of peace talks between the U.S. and Iran. Stocks are coming off their second straight week of gains. Oil prices are moderating, with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $75 a barrel. And tributes are pouring in for Alan Greenspan. The former Fed chair died today at the age of 100. The influential central banker spent nearly 20 years as chair of the Federal Reserve. And shares of Alphabet are tumbling 6% in the first trading session since John Jumper, a senior research scientist and Nobel Prize winner, announced that he was leaving the company for AI startup Anthropic. And Intel stock is up nearly 5% and on track for another record high. Its shares jumped on Thursday to close at an all-time high after President Trump said that the semiconductor company won a chip manufacturing deal with Apple. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
A Frenchman had the last word on American charity, and it was over 100 years ago. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Americans are in their time of discontent, perhaps more so than at almost any other time in our history. Our young people have heard in classrooms too much of what's wrong with America. Many of the rest of us yearn to feel once again that old Yankee pride we once had, that belief in ourselves and in our nation. The other day I told you a story about a plane load of citizens who spontaneously came to the aid of a destitute father and his crippled son. It was a heartwarming story, but it really wasn't unusual. We're still a generous people, more so than most, and we put our money where our heart is. charts tell us it should be. Every year, in spite of all the billions of dollars in taxes taken for welfare, federal aid to education, subsidies for the arts and cultural activities, we voluntarily contribute another $25 billion to do the same kind of good causes. There are some who would substitute government planning and government support for all this volunteer effort on our part. They lack confidence that we, the people, would care for the needy if government wasn't forcing us to do so. Well, some of us can still remember when foreign aid was voluntary. Sure, there was cooperation from government, but saving millions of Belgians from starvation after World War I was a volunteer citizens program. And so it was when Tokyo was devastated by an earthquake. We raised funds for starving Armenians, for victims of fire and flood and drought wherever they were in the world. And the image of America all over the world was of the great, generous, helpful neighbor. More than 100 years ago, a Frenchman named Alexis de Tocqueville came to America fascinated by our democracy and our success. He wrote a book about us. He said to his French friends, "You may not believe this, but in America, when someone sees a problem that needs solving, he doesn't call on government. He crosses the street and talks to a neighbor about it. And the first thing you know, a committee is formed, and before long, the problem is solved without any bureaucrats being involved or any new government program started." Unquote. Well, if we lose this particular facet of our American personality, and we can lose it if we continue to ask government for help on things we really do for ourselves, something precious will be lost. Let's not substitute for charity the coercion of taxation. The next time you hear that line about things being too complex for us to handle without government help, that only big government has the capacity to do the really big things, don't you believe it. Here in this country, we have more churches and libraries, support more symphony orchestras, more operas, and more nonprofit theaters with voluntary contributions than all the rest of the world put together. We have more doctors and hospitals in proportion to population than any other people, and 1/3 of all the young people in the world who are getting a college education are getting it in this country. For that matter, if we double our present troubles, we're still better off than people anywhere else in the world. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
Worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will and our special guest in studio is Laurie Nanette Strain. She is the president of Hope Within. That's Inner Awareness Now. We'll get into that part of it, but first, Laurie, thank you very much for coming in. And you have a big event coming up this weekend. And tell us a little bit about Moonlight Sonata.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Kevin, for having me today. I really appreciate this time. And so, yes, we are having our second annual Moonlight Sonata event on June 27th at Four Lanterns Winery in Paso Robles from 6 to 9. It's going to be an absolutely magical evening. Josh Rosenblum will be there performing for us, and we're going to have a special pianist debut of actually the Moonlight Sonata. Moonlight Sonata was one of his favorite music pieces. So that's why we chose the name Moonlight Sonata, was in honor of Ian. And after we picked the name, we actually dug a little bit deeper and found out that there's a really special meaning behind the Moonlight Sonata.
That type of music for someone so young where did that interest come from?
You know, it's funny that you would ask, because we always would say to Ian when he was little, because he has two older siblings, and we'd ask, what kind of music do you like, Ian? And he'd always say, I don't really like any music. He just never really seemed to bond with any kind of music until he hit about, I'd say, 17, 18. And then all of a sudden, the doors of music opened up, and he was just loved all kinds of music. In fact, he learned how to play guitar and was even playing classical music, jazz, I mean, all kinds of, you know, great rock and roll. He was learning a lot of different pieces.
Did he, as far as learning the guitar, did that come easy for him? Because some people have a knack where they can pick it up, where some of us can practice for 3 years and we're still bad.
Right, right. Well, I wouldn't, he was determined. And he learned on YouTube, everything he learned. And he would just be back in his room for hours upon hours and determined to learn guitar. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the second annual one, which, again, when I have people in, when they do events, the first one is always, you don't know.
You don't know.
you just don't know. What am I doing? How did I get myself into this, et cetera, et cetera? So tell us a little bit about the preparation. I mean, even going back on, okay, we want to do this, and gosh, have you ever done anything like this?
Well, actually, this will be our third kind of fundraising event in an area with all of our loved ones and friends, and it started growing. Now we have people coming that we don't know that are, you know, the word is out what we're doing in our community. So the first one was literally at his one-year angelversary, and we had just got our nonprofit registered the week before, so we were able to start raising money at his angelversary, and we had a cake auction, and it was pretty simple. We did a little, raffle, and we did pretty good, though. We raised enough money so where we could go forward and continue moving, the nonprofit in a positive way. And then the second one was last year, and that was on my dad's birthday, actually, and it was the first time I felt like I got to honor my dad on his birthday, June 21st. He also died by suicide when I was 19, so I was able to honor him at the same event with Ian last year.
So at this event, I notice on the site it says something that kind of looks, wonder what that is. The Moonlight Wine Pull. What exactly is that?
Okay, so that actually, we have 72 bottles of very nice wines from our county, and we have 72 corks, so they're all numbered. So for $35, somebody can just pick a random cork, and then they get the matching bottle, so they don't know what they're going to take home. But all of the bottles are over the $35 range, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Okay, well, that's good. And then as we, you know, learn a little bit about this. By the way, where is the location of the winery?
Four Lanterns Winery.
Right.
Right off of 46, across from Niner.
Oh, okay.
Kind of knows where.
Yeah, Niner is. Yeah, that's very visible and good, and easy to find.
Easy to find, and Jackie and Steve, we're so grateful for them for allowing us to have our event there. So I want to put a little, you know, thank you out there to Jackie and Steve.
And people can find out more by going online and purchasing tickets online, like most things are today as well.
Yes, hopewithian.org. Very simple.
Okay, so now that we have this, and we'll get revert back to this, how did this all come about?
Okay, well, so I'm not sure how far to go back, but it started when we lost our son, Ian, at 21 years old to suicide on July 22nd of 2023. And I just knew in my heart that his life didn't end here. There was more that was going to be coming. It was a deep feeling, and I knew that our county needed some help with filling the gaps. So it was just an idea and a feeling, and it turned into, you know, now we're in our second year, and it's turned into a pretty amazing thing. We've got all kinds of people that are joining and getting on the bandwagon that know, okay, we definitely need these services. And they want to help as well. So,
what was your when you first started to get into this? What were you surprised to find or not find, as far as help and services for? Is this primarily for younger people or just people in general?
We are gearing towards 18 to 25 year olds, but of course, we're not going to turn anybody away. That's where we're finding there's a huge, Gosh, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, we know, yeah, there's a huge gap, but there's a huge need for that age group. I think probably because of all the things that are going on in the world, you know, social media, the cell phones, and just the disconnect.
Well, even this, from what I've read, the statistics will say after COVID.
Yes.
That there was an increase in this happening. And as you have found out, that there's not enough, so... You and some other people have decided to do something about it.
Yep. So we decided to do something, and we didn't even know what it was going to be. We just knew we were going to do something. It wasn't until after we lost Ian to suicide that we found out the statistics in our county for the suicide rate that are extremely high. And I wasn't surprised when I heard that, just because of what we went through.
Is there, when you talk about this, because I came across something... an interview with you, and it had to do with something, and I couldn't quite grasp it. Was there a medication for cannabis or something along those lines? I forget.
A cannabis-induced psychosis.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah. So when Ian had finished his last 4 years of high school playing his senior year football, he decided, how kids do, right, to start dabbling in some of these things. And the marijuana these days are extremely strong, dangerously strong. And so Ian had had a cannabis-induced psychosis is what we were told. The school called and they said, you need to come and get your son. He's in here in the office. He's either on drugs or he's having a mental break. And so after taking him to Twin Cities, a couple different times and being in a residential treatment facility where they did some deeper testing, that was what we were told. It was a cannabis-induced psychosis.
Did you see any of this coming?
Absolutely not.
Is that something that, again, when you started to get into this that and talk with people, is it the same that, oh my gosh, I had no idea?
Pretty much, yeah. No idea. I mean, it's... And it's happening to a lot of the kids out there where they just are, thinking they're having fun and doing what kids do is they start testing and experimenting and being their, kids. And I don't think a lot of them realize the dangers mm-hmm. of how, this can affect their mental health.
Has the, it's funny because knowing some kids in, not Ian's age, after, but the ones that are sophomore, juniors, and seniors now, that the I don't know if the trend is the correct word, is that they are more than likely to try that, as opposed to the old days, you get some bottle of wine and some beer or something like that, right. and trying these things that are, you know, we've seen so many news stories around the nation of the things that you get off the street aren't necessarily quote unquote like they were in the old days.
Right.
So that's obviously a concern for parents and so forth. What, you know, again, from what you've learned, is there something that parents can, you know, specifically look out for? Because all our, you know, all our kids growing up are different, and we all go through, you know, changes and so forth and so on. Is there any consistency that you see?
Well, one thing I have learned through this, through Dr. Neil Nedley, is there's an actual test that is pretty reasonable. I think $600 for somebody to find out if they carry the gene that could be triggered by cannabis. And when he told me that, I was quite surprised because I didn't know anything about a test like that. And he said a lot of people don't know about it. And it's simple, you know, it's just I don't know how they do it. I didn't dive too deep into this, but it's a pretty simple test to find out if they carry that gene.
That's pretty amazing, considering the uptick in, you know, what we're talking about today, that there wouldn't be more news about, hey, parents, here's something, and I'm sure there'd probably be some help from the government in certain situations that you can get this done to help out and hopefully prevent.
Right. There's actually a lot of things that can be done for mental health that the general public does not know about. And these are more natural, holistic ways to heal from anxiety, depression, and other forms of mental illness. But right now, unfortunately, the big thing is treating the symptom and not addressing the root cause. And that's what we're here to do, is to address the root cause. Why is this happening? What's going on? And how can we help at a holistic level that's science-backed? Holistic levels.
You know, we have somebody, she's from this community, and she puts on a golf tournament. It's a fundraiser every year. Stacy's her first name, and it had to do with the type of cancer she had. And she wouldn't say no, because they only gave her X amount of time. She started doing kind of what you're doing, looking beyond what normally most of us see or find. And she did some hard, intense labor, and she was pretty angry with the system. You know, because when you mentioned that test is, why isn't that, and the holistic as well, why isn't that more publicized if it's helping people as opposed to? As you've looked into this, you get a little bit angry?
Very much. That's why I'm here. I feel sometimes like I'm that mother against drunk driving. You know, I'm that mother against lack of mental health services, because there's a lot of people out there who are going through tough times, and they're going to the hospitals with minimal help, and it's just not acceptable when there's other ways. And I really believe that what's missing, one of the biggest things that's missing in our community and probably throughout the country and the world, is this connection, you know. And we're here to first of all, to eliminate the stigma. Okay, we want to eradicate the stigma. That's the big thing here. But also to bring connection, so people know that they're not alone. You know, in the future, we'd like to bring the friendship bench to our community, which is where somebody that's trained to just listen and be on that bench for somebody in need, and to give compassion and love. And it's a simple thing, right? But for some reason, it's not really being paid much attention to. It's more about giving them a medication. Let's treat the symptom. And that's where it seems to stop.
Again, well, you can understand that's where the frustrating part would come in. That, wait a minute, we can do better. Right. We can do more. We're the United States of America.
Right, exactly. That's what I say.
I mean, my goodness, yeah. For crying out loud. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We actually were in Spain when Ian had his second manic episode, and we had to go fly there. He was studying abroad in a high-end university, and so we got some signs that this was happening again. This is 2 years later, and when we got there and saw his mental state, we knew he needed help, so we took him to the hospital there, and we had more care at that hospital, I feel, than we've had in our county.
All right, we're going to go for a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Sound Off on KPRL.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Welcome back to our final segment on Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with our special guest in studio, Laurie Nanette Strain from Hope Within, the Inner Awareness Now. Tie in the connection you have with as your nonprofit to help out with this, would you call it the Friendship Bench? Explain that on how eventually that this will come together.
So the Friendship Bench was designed in Africa, and I can't think of his name right now, but he is a psychiatrist in Africa, and there's millions of people there, right? And there's just a few psychiatrists. And so he had an experience with one of his patients who died by suicide, and it changed his whole life as far as, you know, making a difference in their area for mental health, which is designing a friendship bench where he started off with 14 grandmothers. And they would sit at a bench where somebody who was struggling with their mental health would go and sit down, and that grandmother would just sit there and listen and let them tell their story and help them with just compassion and understanding. And it has really, really changed the whole their whole status and their mental health. It's a whole new way of developing, you know, healing and better health.
Now, you know, this has been going, well, your story's been going on for, you know, a couple of, or several years now, and your organization as well. Have you come across, you know, many people that similar experiences as saying, thank goodness for your organization because they experience the same frustrations as you?
Yes. Very, very many people have come up to me and told me that. Everybody has a story. And we had a fundraising event at Ernest Grace in April, and that was a clothing drive, and all the money was raised for Hope Within, and so many people that came to shop we were having, and it was a great thing. It wasn't just about making the money for our nonprofit. It was about connecting with the community. So we had so many people that came to shop, but yet you just start talking to them, and just about every person has a story and thanked us immensely for bringing this to light, because there is, again, still such a stigma. A lot of people don't like to talk about it.
What I find interesting, or I guess we can get back to the word frustrating, is that considering this age group and the statistics that are out there on this very vulnerable age group from, let's just say, from COVID forward, and what's out there now in the world and everything, as you mentioned, is why isn't there more being done for them?
That's a great question. I don't even know how to answer that. You know, there is another nonprofit that originated in Arroyo Grande, so South County, Knowing You Matter, and same story. She lost her son to suicide, and she created this nonprofit. So there are some people out there that are doing these things at a grassroots level.
Not from the government level, though.
Not from the government level. No, there's more and more cuts that are coming from the government level for mental health.
Right.
Yeah, so it's almost to the point where they've put us up against the wall. It's like we have to do something. We can't just continue to go on like this.
No, well, hopefully not. Okay, so let's once again, the event is coming up this weekend, and the proceeds go to your organization. So fill us in on the fun and the second annual Moonlight Sonata.
So, yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. That's the point of this. It's going to be magical. It's going to be, you know, just a space where people can feel light and carefree, even though it is a heavy topic, what we're doing as far as what the money is being raised for. But the whole point of it is to have a great time and to share, you know, what we're doing as far as our programs. And Jim and I, my husband and I, and two other people that are close to me also have been certified to hold a 8-week community anxiety and depression recovery program. So we just finished our first one in April, and it was very, very successful. Some of the things that we did in the class and the growth that we saw was absolutely incredible. So that's what we're doing, one of the programs, besides wanting to bring in the Friendship Bench. So the funds raised will be going towards scholarships for people to go through that program. Another thing that we're going to be raising money for is to actually train individuals to become certified. So pay for them to become certified to teach this course. Because right now there's four of us. And imagine if we had 20 people. I mean, we could have a new 8-week program starting every single month.
Well, yeah, one of the things, too, is, you know, again, when you mentioned the first part of the interview about that, the testing that's available, now you're helping to get the word out on that, which I think is extremely important. I mean, that's an amazing test that, again, first time I've ever heard about it.
Right. Yeah, I was really surprised to hear that, too. And as we're learning more and more about these holistic ways, because I didn't know any of this, obviously, right, when Ian was going through this. And now that we are, you know, doing all this research and really finding out on our own what other options are out there, it just, it's like, well, I didn't know, but we can help other people to know. We could get the word out.
You know, one of the things about events such as this, or similar, I should say, that, and again, you know, I've talked to some people, is that it's a fun evening. It's an emotional evening, but that combination is a nice release for people that are sharing and who want to help.
Yes.
Okay, where they get tickets and, the website for tickets and more information and about your nonprofit as well.
Yes, so hopewithian.org. And our mission is to empower, educate, and support families, individuals, and our community facing mental health challenges. So that's our mission, and we're here to carry that through. And let's see. Oh, one other thing I wanted to say at our event.
You're almost out of time.
Oh, okay. Well, we hope to see you there. Thank you so much for supporting Hope With Me.
All right. Thank you for coming in, and best of luck. Susanna's coming up following the news at the top of the hour, and today she is going solo. So enjoy, and thanks again.
1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.